always have a way out. That way out can come in many forms, but I believe the easiest way out is simple prayer. No matter how attractive the devil makes temptations look, don't forget or neglect to pray your way out. Ask God to show you the way, and according to His promise, He will. Tip: tip your roadrunner with a live minnow when fishing is extremely tough. February 10, Acts chapter 13, verse 38. Through Jesus, everyone who believes is free from all sins. One year, my wife Chris won so much during the Bass and Gals tournaments, she actually began to feel guilty about winning. I really believe she lost the Bass and Gals Classic that year because of those guilt feelings. She claims that's not true. Of course, we shouldn't feel guilty about winning. We carry a huge burden of guilt for the sinful things we do in our lives. This burden can affect all aspects of our daily lives. Belief in Jesus will free us of that guilt. This is what God's gospel is about: removing the guilt and declaring us right with Almighty God. This gives you and me the freedom to make the most out of every day God gives us, free from guilt, free from sin, and right with God. Tip: fish close to the shoreline when fishing ponds, or tanks as they are called in Texas. February 11, Psalm 91, verse 11. He has put His angels in charge of you to watch over you wherever you go. Over the years, I've had many close calls on the water. One came when I was 16 years old, baiting a trot line at night in February. I was with my good friend Bobby Ballou, and the water was icy cold. Our boat capsized with only the nose remaining above the water. We had just enough room to put one finger each in the bow eye and hold on and yell for help. Our one light shined on the mountainside across the lake, and hypothermia was setting in. Miraculously, someone in a house heard us and rescued us in a small boat. We had been in the icy waters for longer than 40 minutes. Too long to still be alive, but we were. That's my God. Tip: smashing your barbs down on a roadrunner will allow you to get unsnagged easier, thus reducing the number of lures you lose. February 12, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15. Every day is hard for those who suffer, but a happy heart is like a continual feast. Some fishermen seem to be happy all the time, no matter what. They seem to be having a good time and smiling under all circumstances.